Proclamation number 7133 of 28th of May, 1958. Reconversion process takes ages. Unthinkable times have already passed since the spirit's former apostasy from me, and thus this spiritual substance has been in an unhappy state for unthinkable times. For since its hardening, i.e., its endless distance from me, it is no longer touched by my strength of love, which signified life and bliss for the spirits. The state of death is inconceivably agonizing because the spiritual original state was freedom and light and strength, and now its state has changed into the opposite. How long the reversion has been going on is incomprehensible to you humans, since you two are still in a state of imperfection which can only grasp limited things. Yet we have to speak of eternities here in order to give you only an approximate idea of what it means to be in the last phase shortly before your perfection. The process of ray transformation, which you have already completed, has lasted for eternities. And it will only cost you a little effort to bring the last phase to a successful conclusion in order to then return again as the most blissful spiritual being from where you started. But the degree of beatitude in your original state is so immeasurably high that its attainment also requires the being's will, and it is precisely this will on which the attainment of the final aim depends. And therefore the return could certainly proceed for eternities according to the law of my eternal order, according to my plan of salvation, which therefore required endless times but certainly once reached a certain degree of maturity. But first the free will of every individual being has to agree to this upward development. The being has to prove, as it were, that it is now willing to enter into my will, which it once resisted. It must freely strive out of itself towards me again, as it once turned away from me in free will, and what it could no longer do before. Use its free will. It can now do an earthly life as a human being. And that is why earthly life is so immensely significant for the spiritual being which, in embodiment as a human being, covers the last short distance which concludes an endlessly long path of bitterest torments and hardship and can bring about a complete change of state. The fact that you humans have no evidence for these revelations of mine should not cause you to doubt the truth. But to provide you with evidence would exclude any free decision of will on your part and thus also render the final result invalid. But it is already a special grace that you receive knowledge of it in a way which is not commonplace. And you should only pay attention to what further reaches you on this path. Then many things will become understandable to you, and you'll also be able to believe without evidence if you learn about my will, which consists of the fulfillment of the commandments of love, and you are willing to comply with this will. There have been very significant events which form the basis of your existence as a human being. You don't know anything about these processes, and you can only be informed of them in a way which does not force you to believe. But you should not simply dismiss anything out of hand, you should deal with it mentally in goodwill to learn the truth. And truly, it will become yours. For this desire for truth alone also proves the will which turns towards me, which is also grasped by me so that the human being will reach the aim. To the final union with me, to a blissful state of freedom, light and strength. Amen.